Hi guys, happy Monday. Welcome back to another episode of Soulful Living with Megs. As always, it is so wonderful to have you here today, back for a moment of connection with me. And I really appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule, whatever you're up to right now, just spending a few moments with me truly means the absolute world. Guys, before we jump into today's topic, I wanted to update you on the last week of my life. I think last time we left off at me mentioning that I was having a housewarming party with some of my friends, and it was such a success. I feel like I had the perfect amount of food. Everyone seemed well fed. Everyone got along with each other. I was really happy to introduce some of my dance friends with my family members. I had some cousins that came over, and then also some of my other good friends that weren't in the dance world. It was really nice to kind of intertwine the different worlds of the people in my life. It was really something quite special, and we did not play any games. I feel like everyone was just having little conversations here and there, and it was just so wholesome and cute, and everybody loved the space, and it was just so nice to see everyone, and I can't wait to keep having people over. I love hosting, and hopefully, yeah, it just continues on and people just come and go as they please. I really want to create a safe space for my friends as well. What else has been going on? I mean, I'm trying to learn how to bake sourdough, and let me tell you, it is a process. I was going to start my starter this weekend. As I'm recording this, it's a Saturday. And you will hear this on Monday coming up here. But I am not ready to do that. I feel like I need to get a few more supplies, like a kitchen scale. I feel like that will really help me. And I don't know. I just need to look up more videos and stuff to see if people bake sourdough in a regular loaf pan. A lot of things I've seen online, people are using Dutch ovens or cast irons and kind of using two. I don't know. But I have to time this perfectly because it's just such a process. So kudos to anybody that already knows how to do this. I really want to master it this year, or I guess leading into next year. I want this to be something where I can just bake bread all the time and just like bring my family bread and whatnot. But I don't know. It just seems like a big undertaking at the moment, but I'm not going to give up because I already bought the flour and the jar. So I'm like halfway there. I just need to keep going. But anyway, that's pretty much everything that's been going on. I'm feeling great in the new space, very peaceful and zen. As I'm recording this, I'm looking out of my balcony and just seeing all of the buildings and the different skylines of the sized buildings, whatever I'm trying to say. Anyway, it just feels great. There's a little bit of sun today, and yeah, I feel so at peace right now, which is really great. And I just can't wait to build a little life here in this little nook of the area and the neighborhood that I'm in. So really fun. I have yet to meet my neighbors. I really would like to meet them. I feel like that would be fun to know who I'm living on the same floor as, you know? Anyway, today's episode, I don't want to make it too heavy. But I really want to preface by saying, you guys know, in no way am I a doctor or qualified to give medical advice, and that's not what today's episode is about. And based on the title, you kind of know what we're diving into today, but I really just want to preface that everybody's experience with this topic is individual to them, and it's not something that I take lightly by any means, and so I just want to I really want to stress that I am not giving you advice in any way to say you should be doing this, because something that works for me may not work for you, and that's okay. Again, it's a very individual experience, and we go through different things in life, but I'm hoping that as we kind of open up the door about this conversation and topic, that it leads to hopefully a healthy space to be in and just hold our feelings in together, and also just know that you aren't alone in some of these feelings. And while I don't know exactly what you've been through, I've been through some things too, and just to know that essentially you're not alone, which I guess is the biggest takeaway of all of my episodes, is just to remind you that you aren't alone in this world and the things that you may face and have to go through. As always, throughout today's episode, please take whatever resonates with you and leave the rest out. Whatever doesn't work for you, that is so okay. I just want you to focus on the things that really sit true in your heart and soul, and you'll know when something really sticks with you and resonates with you. But while we dive into this topic, I just want to stress the fact that I'm not saying that this is verbatim what you should do, or these are all facts. These are truly things that I'm taking from my personal experience and things that have worked with me. But in no way am I making light of some of these things that we're going to dive into today. Today, I wanted to talk about what happens when we feel triggered in life in certain situations and circumstances, and kind of things that we can do to hopefully remedy these feelings and not, I don't really want to suppress them, but mitigate the feelings. Just having a toolkit in place to be able to pull from and use so that these feelings kind of don't feel as overwhelming at times, if that makes sense. Because feeling triggered is just not a fun experience to be in. And I wanted to discuss exactly what the definition of being triggered, what that really means. I was looking at an article online that was published September 22nd, 2025, so relatively new. And it basically dives into a bunch of different like types of triggers, what triggers are, mental health conditions affected by triggers, this and that. But I really wanted to pull from what their definition of being triggered means. And it means that you experience a strong negative emotional reaction in response to a current situation that is disturbing to you in some way. For individuals with a history of trauma or abuse, triggers are often stimuli that bring up involuntary memories of their traumatic past experiences. Feeling triggered isn't just about something rubbing you the wrong way. For someone with a history of trauma, being around anything that reminds them of a traumatic experience can make them feel like they're experiencing the trauma all over again. However, Mezalis, which I think this is a doctor with a PhD who was explaining exactly what triggers were. They note that even people without a history of trauma can be triggered when something elicits a strong emotional reaction. Some people cope with stressful events more easily than others. Consider the impact such events might have on people with mental illnesses. Yeah, so I feel as though, for me personally, it's hard because I've been through some things in my life that I would definitely consider triggering if I look back at some things. And also, to some people, it may not be triggering at all. Again, it's a really individual experience. But I've been reflecting a lot this past year with relationships that I have in my life and memories that come up in certain circumstances, or the emotions that I have in certain situations that I'm in with the people around me. And through the work in therapy that I have been doing and really trying to understand my feelings and creating space for them, because while I'm an emotional person, I sometimes feel like I can't really sit in my feelings. It's a very uncomfortable place to be in my opinion, and I'm sure a lot of you feel that way too. Of course, we don't want to sit in these negative feelings, these uncomfortable feelings that we have, but I have noticed myself being aware of when I'm feeling certain things or when I'm feeling triggered by something, exactly taking note of where I am in the space and what is causing me to feel this way, and then also acknowledging that it is normal to feel this way, but ultimately kind of what I can do about it, because I don't want to feel that way. And I want to stress the normalcy of feeling triggered and how when you, something even so small as walking past somebody with a certain scent of cologne or perfume can bring you back to a space. I've definitely had that before, or even songs that I've listened to kind of bring me back to a very particular time in my life that was really challenging for me, as an example. it is so normal to get in that space. And I think, again, it's really hard to weigh the amount of, well, this thing happened to you that doesn't seem as bad because this happened to me. Again, it's such an individual experience. So I don't want to take away from any of that that I've felt in my life and also the people in my life. But it is so normal to feel a certain way with a certain event that has taken place, and it brings you back to a time that either you were really struggling in, or you hated part of your life in that moment, or you're not proud of certain things. Whatever it is, I'm here for you. I feel you. But like I said, I've been reflecting a lot with certain relationships and who I create space for. And I've definitely had moments this year, without going into too much detail, because I'll definitely keep a few things closer to my heart, where I've been triggered with certain people in my life that I can't necessarily not see at family events, for example, or even if I'm at work, sometimes feeling triggered over an emotional reaction that somebody else has. Or like, I personally get really triggered when there's a lot of yelling or screaming around me. I don't necessarily do well with confrontation in general, but when there's that big emotional outburst around me, I really struggle, and I definitely get overstimulated, but it's hard for me to maintain a sense of peace and cohesion when there are yelling. I feel like my body shuts down in a way. But again, there are some situations that I've been in this year where I couldn't necessarily avoid certain people or instances from occurring. I was experiencing heavy triggers that brought me back to even when I was younger, and that was really challenging to be in. And I remember this one particular time where I felt so deeply triggered, and it brought me back to a very young version of myself, or a period of time from when I was young till teenage years. I felt like I was getting a panic attack, and in that moment that I was genuinely, like, it was so hard for me to breathe that I was like, wow, I do not want to have to feel this way every single time. I feel the energy around me shift completely when I'm in that state, and I don't want to feel like that. I don't want to hinder the relationships around me when I'm in those moments, but I also want to protect my peace in a way where I don't have to put myself in those situations moving forward, if that makes sense. So I talked to my therapist about this, of course, and I was also kind of reflecting again of like what I could do in the moment when I am feeling triggered that brings me back to my childhood, let's say. Even, to be honest, when I travel home and I see my family there back in Calgary, I definitely feel like I'm a teenager again when I'm in my old house that I grew up in and things like that. And I think that that's a very normal experience to have for a lot of people, even if you had a great childhood growing up. And I'm not saying that I didn't. I think that for the most part, I was a really happy child. But of course, there were things that happened in my life, and going home kind of brings those feelings back up, or situations that I've been in that were really, really challenging to go through, brings those feelings and those emotions to the surface, and it feels like I'm just back in that space again. And so I was trying to be as mindful as I could in the moments where I was feeling this way. And I reflected afterward, of course, as well, of things that I could do. And so I'm going to share with you things that you can do if you are feeling triggered in a moment, and perhaps it will help you as well. And again, I'm not saying that these are these are the things that you need to do, tried and true. They'll definitely work for you. I'm not sure, but I'm hoping that maybe something you could try or just remember, and then it might resonate, of course. But if you are feeling triggered, taking a step back to create space, I think, is helpful. I'm always of the notion that sometimes it's hard to see this big picture when you're right inside of it. So if you are in a space where you feel triggered, creating distance from you and the thing that is triggering you, I think, can allow more space for these feelings to move freely and hopefully through you after you feel them and then outward, if that makes sense. I don't know. But creating space, I think, feels less constricting, of course. And so that really helped me. And that could mean, like, if you are in the moment of feeling triggered, you feeling like you can't breathe, taking a step outside to take a few deep breaths. And that was another thing that I have written down here of different breathing techniques to kind of calm your nervous system, because I think your cortisol is definitely being affected here, and the fight or flight mode is very much could be activated, or even a fawn response, or any type of whatever stress response comes out of you, depending upon who you are as a person. I think taking a step outside to breathe, to allow yourself to feel this way and acknowledge that you feel this way, because I think I also struggle with when this happens, when I feel triggered, I don't let myself feel the feeling and I don't acknowledge that I am feeling this way. I just try to get rid of it as fast as I can, and that's not necessarily the most healthy thing, I think. I think that acknowledging is the first step, that you are feeling this way, even if you have to say it out loud, that it's okay to feel this way. And understand that this feeling can come out of nowhere. Sometimes you're walking down the street and then you smell a scent that reminds you of something, or you hear something and then you're put back in that space. You weren't anticipating you feeling that way. You know what I mean? It can come out of nowhere. So understanding and acknowledging that you may feel this way, or that it comes out of nowhere, I think is a really good step to take. Something else you can do is surrounding yourself with energy that uplifts you. I think that this is really important, is finding the people in your life that really support you and understand you and love you and will hold space for you as well. Because letting yourself be in situations over and over again that you know doesn't serve you, or you leave feeling horrible, you can change who you surround yourself with. So making sure that you are with like-minded energy, if that helps you. And if you are in a family situation, say, and you can't necessarily not see them, just understanding that this feeling is temporary has really helped me as well. I remember when I was feeling triggered in a really bad way not too long ago, knowing that this was going to be over in X amount of days really helped me kind of look forward to that in a way of like, it's okay because this feeling is temporary, that this too shall pass. Something else that has helped me is understanding that, especially if you're triggered by a person, knowing that it's not a reflection of you at all, that it's a reflection of them ultimately, and that it's not your problem. So I mean that somebody's actions or somebody's negative energy or how somebody chooses to speak to you, that is not your problem. It doesn't mean that you are unworthy. It doesn't mean that you're a bad person. It doesn't mean that you deserve this treatment. It is absolutely a reflection of most likely how they feel about themselves in their life. So understanding that this has nothing to do with you and everything to do with them has helped me not internalize and take a lot of things personally, because as somebody who, I feel like a lot of you guys who listen know this feeling, I feel like I'm a people pleaser and I want to fix things and I want to be kumbaya all the time, but I know that I can't be. And I feel like I create a lot of stress on myself because I feel like it's my job to create a safe space for everybody to be in harmony, but that's not necessarily realistic all the time. So knowing that it is not my issue to solve, but what I can do is create boundaries, which is another point that I have, to protect my peace is so important. Making sure that, you know, if you are having to see somebody that you know triggers you, creating a boundary to say that, you know, if a topic does come up that you're uncomfortable with, either leaving the room or saying, I'm going to remove myself because I am going to get uncomfortable, or creating boundary to say, we can coexist in this space together because I have to see you, but I would really appreciate it if we didn't necessarily interact, because that is not the right thing for my mental state in this moment, as an example. Or if you are going to create conflict and I feel like there's going to be tension or an argument, like based on a topic of conversation that I don't want to have, I will remove myself from the situation. Whatever you need to do to set that boundary in place to really protect your peace. Again, as long as it's clear and kind from how the previous episode that I had about boundaries, you're not doing anything wrong and you shouldn't feel guilty for creating space to keep you at peace. Something else that has helped me when I am feeling triggered is to give myself a little bit more grace. Whether that means that I actually let myself feel the thing or know that what happened to me in the past was not my fault, and that it's okay to be triggered. Giving myself that grace and that space has really helped me. And also to know that even though I am giving myself grace, like I do want to make sure that I'm carrying myself in a way still that is respectful of others. And like, that's not to say I'm not allowed to be angry or to express myself in a way that, you know, if I am sharp or I snap at somebody, but it's not an excuse when I am triggered to treat others poorly, if that makes sense, because I'm allowed to give myself space, but I also need to still understand that we are all human and we make mistakes, but still upholding the person that I want to be while I am feeling those things. Or at least if I do lash out at somebody or I am frustrated, this is such a small detail, but I was shopping with my friend Camilla the other day and I was really overstimulated, and I definitely feel like at a particular store we went into, I don't know why I couldn't function anymore. It was so loud. It was just so much surrounding me that when she was talking to me, I just really wasn't responsive, or I felt like some of the things I even said were really short. And then afterward, I had to apologize and I said, I'm so sorry. I'm just so overstimulated. I don't want to not be respectful, you know? And she was so great about it and she totally felt the same way. She's like, no, I get it. Like, it's a lot. But the point is that I'm allowed to react a certain way, and that doesn't make me a bad person. But I also want to make sure that I'm not taking it out on the people that I love. And that's not an excuse to take it out on the people I love. I hope that made sense, you guys. Just creating grace with yourself, because it's okay to feel triggered because we're human and we're gonna be triggered over something in our lives, I'm sure. Like, you have fought battles that probably not a lot of people know about or understand to the extent that you understand because you're the one who's been through it. But that kind of leads me into the next point that I have, is that acknowledging that it's almost easier said than done in a way to not be triggered in some circumstances. Like, again, sometimes it's out of your control, and you can create so much peace with your space that you live in, with the friends that you surround yourself with, whatever it is. But sometimes it comes out and you gotta feel it, and it's way easier said than done. Even through therapy and work and mindfulness and techniques, it is easier said than done to not be triggered. You don't know when this feeling is going to come up. And it's okay if it does. It is absolutely okay that it does. I just think it's also important, and this leads to the next one, is to know your limits in certain circumstances. Or like, if you know you're going to be around people that may trigger you, knowing your limits of the capacity that you have to give with this energy. Know that maybe you shouldn't go out tonight because you may be triggered by, let's say, a substance if you're trying to quit smoking or drinking or something like that, and you don't want to be tempted. Maybe knowing your limit that you're going to be surrounded by this and it may not be the best thing for you if you're struggling with it. Understanding what you have capacity to hold, I think, is a beneficial tool to have in that kit of yours. Something that kind of has helped me too is changing the narrative / perspective. And I don't really want to confuse this with not feeling things at all or like any toxic positivity. But if I am feeling triggered, when I let myself feel that way, or it's mainly about if I am stuck in a negative mindset, changing the perspective or narrative to help me navigate through it. whether that is through like tapping techniques that I feel like I've discussed before, or affirming to myself that, you know, this anxiety that I'm feeling doesn't define me, or these feelings that I'm feeling are normal, and that doesn't make me a bad person, that doesn't make me unworthy, that doesn't make me not lovable. But understanding that this too shall pass, I think, is a perspective shift, or that I'm not alone in these feelings, or that I can reach out for help when I need it. Changing the narrative and the perspective in that way, to know that you have resources around you and that it's okay to lean on them, if that makes sense. Something that really helped me, and this was an exercise that I learned in therapy from my therapist, where she had mentioned basically like holding up a protective bubble of energy. Basically, if you are in a scenario that you can't necessarily get out of, but you know a particular person, for example, will be triggering you, almost imagining that you have almost like a force field or a shield that holds up a protective layer around your energy, and then imagining their energy as a separate force in being, but not letting it pass that barrier. Or like she had me raise up my hand, for example, and I was literally holding up my hand at a certain direction, and I was envisioning, you know, a person in the area, and then like my bubble of protective energy, where it was like, your energy does not pass my hand, kind of helped me sit in almost all of the feelings in a neutral way of like, if there are negative energies around me, it does not get to come inside my bubble and affect me. I get to still live the life that I want to live and show up as the person that I want to show up. It doesn't mean that I have to be affected by what they're bringing in the room, because that's been challenging for me personally, is I get really affected by other people's energies. I sense immediate shifts all the time in my daily life. Literally, I can walk into a room. If I feel like the energy is off, it's really hard for me not to take that on personally, and it almost shifts my energy, and I don't want that. I want to live neutral in that space where I can still be me, and to understand that my energy is my own, and that I don't have to let other people's negative energy, as an example, affect mine or take it on as like my responsibility. So holding up that protective force field has been really helpful, and I kind of have yet to put it in place in a particular situation that I'm thinking about right now, but I am looking forward to doing that to see how it will actually change my experience when I'm in that state. But learning not to take things personally, as a side rant here, has also helped in that way of, their energy is their own and my energy is my own, and I don't have to take that as a personal challenge, or that their energy doesn't mean that I have to fix it because it's my fault that they're feeling this way. It literally has nothing to do with you. So I hope that was helpful. But I understand that there are so many things in this life that you can be triggered by. And I don't know what you've been through or what you're going through currently and what your triggers are. But I'm hoping that you are kind to yourself during the moments that you feel triggered, and know that there are resources and things you can do to help yourself, and maybe something here today as we wrap up helped you, and I really hope it did. But there are professionals out there, and I'm sure tons of articles online that you could look up, or videos from real doctors who can actually talk about certain things, because of course I haven't been through certain things in my life, so it is hard for me to have an opinion about it. But I do want to acknowledge that I hold a lot of empathy and space for you guys going through difficult times, and I understand that everyone's experience is different and your experience is very important, and yeah, I want to hold space for you and that. But I'm hoping that something helped you today and that you resonated with it, and maybe we can open up a conversation about this and just understand that you aren't alone in these feelings, and that you never are, and there are so many loving people around you that are here for you to support you, and I want to be one of those people for you as well. So I hope that that's at least comforting. But please remember, this too shall pass. Protect your peace. You are so important and vital in this world, and you are meant to be here for a reason, and you play a very special role, a very unique role in this world, because you're here. And so I want you to be here for as long as you can and have a beautiful, happy life full of longevity. But I appreciate you guys so much. I'm sending you so much love. I hope that your week is filled with endless opportunities of joy and love and light. And as always, I'm sending all of that to you. And I'm really looking forward to connecting with you next Monday. I love you guys. I appreciate you so much. We will talk super soon. Okay, bye guys.